Some of you were here the other night when we had columnist from the Wall Street Journal, Bret Stephens, engage in a dialogue about Israel, America, foreign policy. But that afternoon, he spoke to our eighth graders. And at dinner, before the event at night, I was talking to him about talking to the eighth graders. And he said to me, as he was speaking to them, and he was asking them, how many of you, for example, know who Yasser Arafat was? Because he was talking about Israel and the PLO. He said he all of a sudden realized that they were all born after 9/11. And it astonished him to think about the fact that things that he thinks that everyone shared because of his age were in fact history for the people that he was talking to. And obviously this happens in every generation. There was a whole generation that couldn't believe that people were born after World War II, and it wasn't part of their memory since it had been so much a part of the memory of their generation. And I thought about this when I read the Parsha this morning, because it says, when you go into the land and you celebrate the Passover and your children say to you, what's this about? Now you have to imagine that very recently the Israelites were slaves, had walked through the desert, go into the land of Israel. It must be impossible to imagine that you could have an Israelite child who wouldn't know anything about that. It's sort of the equivalent of saying, what's 9/11? That is, it was so much a part of their lives that God had to tell them, you know what, very soon there are going to be people who don't remember it. And because there will be people who don't remember it, this is what you have to say to them. So I want to generalize from that idea to say that we all have an obligation to the history of things before we were born. What tends to happen is that people who are older desperately want to tell people who are younger what happened in their own lives. And you want to do that because, first of all, you want to be understood, and second, because you don't want to let your memories disappear. But we forget what an obligation we have to things that happened before we were born, too. People for whom World War II was a great reality know little or nothing of World War I. People for whom World War I was a great reality know very little of the Napoleonic Wars before them. That is, convulsions in the world happen often enough that we only think those that we remember are important. We're not only coming up on a generation that no longer will have survivors of the Holocaust, but we're coming up on a generation that won't remember the founding of the State of Israel, that won't remember the early struggles of the State of Israel. I mean, after all, there's nobody in elementary, high school, college that remembers the 67 or even the 73 war. And the same thing will continue to happen, which is why we have an obligation to one another to refresh our cultural memories and our historical memories. So that when we talk about the Passover, we have to talk also about other things in Jewish history that happened. When a Veterans Day comes around, we have to talk about events in America that are significant in our cultural history. Because as Cicero, who was a Roman orator and philosopher, said, not to remember the past is to remain forever a child. In other words, if you don't have a memory of what happened before you were born, then it's like not having a memory of what happened for children during your own lifetime. Memory has to stretch back farther than we do, because so much of who we are is a function of what happened before we were born. Not only to our parents, but to our grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents, whether we know their names or not. I've told the story before, but there's a man that I study with every week who's now in his late 90s. And I said to him once, in your long life, what was the luckiest thing that ever happened to you? And he said, oh, there's no question. The luckiest thing that ever happened to me is before I was born, my grandparents came to America. And he's right. Otherwise, he would have been in Eastern Europe and probably would not have survived. It's certainly the luckiest thing that ever happened to me that my great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents together came to America. But you have to retain that memory or you don't even know who you are, much less who your children can be. So one of our obligations that the Torah reinforces again and again and again is to make the past alive, to tell our children the story of our lives and also the story of the lives who came before us. It's not only the theme of the Passover, but in some ways it's the theme of the Jewish tradition. Remember, psychology teaches us, it's not the past that you remember that controls you in ways you don't want. It's the past that you don't remember. It's the unmastered past. It's the unremembered event. It's the thing that you've never dealt with. And that's, I think, why Judaism remembers not only the triumphs, but also the tragedies. Because the way that you learn how to deal with the past is by not forgetting it. And with that, let's bring everybody in.